Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like relationships are just a constant roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high on love and laughter, the next you're plummeting into drama and frustration. Well, guess what? We've all been there. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into building resilience in our relationships, whether it's with your significant other, best friends, or even that quirky cooker who always borrows your stapler. Relationships are like gardens, you know? They need consistent care, attention, and a whole lot of love to truly flourish. But just like any garden, they're also vulnerable to storms, weeds, and sometimes even the occasional pesky pest. That's where resilience comes in. It's that inner strength, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, to weather those inevitable storms, and come out stronger on the other side. So, what are some practical ways we can build this resilience muscle in our relationships? First up, communication is key. I know, sounds basic, right? But hear me out. It's not just about talking, it's about truly listening. When your partner or friend is sharing something important, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really absorb their words. Show them you value what they have to say. Ever notice how good it feels when someone really listens to you? It makes you feel heard, understood, and appreciated. Next, practice empathy. This means stepping outside your own experience and trying to see things from the other person's perspective. Remember that everyone has their own unique story, their own fears, insecurities, and hopes. Try to understand where they're coming from, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to change your mind or condone bad behavior. It just means you're trying to walk a mile in their shoes. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. It's not always easy, I get it. Holding onto grudges can feel like a righteous act, but honestly, it's more harmful than helpful. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from the anger and resentment that's weighing you down. Think of it as a gift you give to yourself, not the person who wronged you. Another crucial ingredient for resilience is self-awareness. Take some time to reflect on your own patterns in relationships. Are you a people pleaser? Do you tend to withdraw when things get tough? Understanding your own strengths and weaknesses can help you navigate conflicts more effectively and build healthier connections. And finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We don't have to go through life's challenges alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist if you need support. Sometimes, just having someone to listen and offer guidance can make all the difference. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She was going through a rough patch with her long-term boyfriend. They were constantly fighting, and it seemed like every conversation ended in an argument. One day, she confided in me, feeling overwhelmed and discouraged. I encouraged her to try some of the things we've talked about today. She started practicing active listening when he spoke, focusing on understanding his perspective even if she didn't agree. She also made a conscious effort to be more forgiving, realizing that holding onto anger was only hurting herself. Slowly but surely, things began to change. Their conversations became more constructive, they started resolving conflicts peacefully, and their relationship grew stronger. Now, Sarah's story isn't unique. Every day, people are facing challenges in their relationships. But remember, resilience isn't about avoiding tough times, it's about learning to navigate them with grace and strength. So, let's recap. Communication is key. Practice empathy, forgive freely, be self-aware, and don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it. These are the building blocks of resilience in relationships. It takes work, commitment, and a whole lot of love, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now go out there and build some strong, resilient connections. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading the stoic wisdom and building a better world together, one relationship at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.